State of the secondary, guys working hard, guys getting healthy, you know, guys trying to get some continuity within the secondary. They're positive. They are. You know, we're just looking ahead. We had a great meeting yesterday, great meeting today. And I give those guys a lot of credit. They're positive. They're working hard. And they're looking forward to the next game, which is all I can ask of them.
Do you do injury planning before the season, or do you have to just assume you'll be planted on the fly and things are going to change because it's football?
No, you do both. Yes. And actually, even going into every game, I'll spend, you know, a half hour or so going through all the situations. So if it comes up in the game, I'm not just guessing. But you have to go through a plan. You have to have a plan, no matter the situation. You hate to think about it, but if you don't, you got no shot. And that's one thing I'm glad we've had to work through quite a bit this year. Some before games, some during games, some during the practice week. So it's unusual that it's happened as much, but, you know, you just got to work with it.
What is the biggest thing that Justin needs to do to get on the field consistently? He played in the Cincinnati game.
Yep.
It's a healthy scratch last week.
Yep.
What does he need to do over these last 6 weeks to get something out, salvage his season as a defensive back?
Be consistent in practice with his technique. Be consistent in the meeting room. Come out every day, compete, and show us that, and his teammates, that he deserves to be out there on the field. I mean, I think what everybody has seen is the guys that go out and practice the best and the guys that we believe give us the best chance, we're going to play those guys. And we've been through a lot of them this year. I mean, you've seen just about everybody in our room has played. And that's the way we believe in. You got to go out and you got to practice. And if a guy's practicing the best and he shows it, we got to go with that guy. I mean, there's no magic to this game. It's not a fairy tale where you have a bad week of practice and then you play a guy and he goes in and plays great. It doesn't happen. But we've got to keep working to get him better. I know that. And we have. And we will continue to.
Is it effort with him in practice or technique?
Just no, it's not. Well? It's not effort. I mean, it's just technique, being consistent. But I will say, I mean, you saw it. We played him in the Cincy game. He had a good few weeks of practice, and he deserved to play, and we played him.
So, off that, why not play him in the next game? Or what happened in that one week in between?
Just kind of like I just said, it, you know, came out and practiced, and we felt we were going to go in the direction with the guy who practiced better that week. Gave us the best chance, you know, the best chance that week.
From the standpoint.
And, you know, it's not to say that Monday night he won't be the guy. It's just right now where we're at. Those guys, they got to go out and practice and compete and get better, and we'll go from there.
Have you guys talked about a six-game plan, a rest of the season plan, the season being where it is, to make sure that Gilbert does play at least a certain amount just because you need to see?
No, we haven't. I mean, my plan right now is, again, I mean, we have six games left. That room wants to play better, and that room is going to play better. And we're worried about one thing, and it's winning on Monday night. And that's my job as a coach, is to win on Monday night and to get those guys winning on Monday night. And then after Monday, I'm going to try to win again the next Sunday. And I'm going to do that the best that I can with those guys for the rest of the way.
How much? It seems obvious that not having Joe and guys like that would hurt, but can you quantify what that means, not having those guys around like Joe and Duncan?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's obvious. You have one of the best corners in the National Football League who, it means a lot to that room and to the group, and now he's been hurt a lot. And the first thing for me is, my main concern for Joe is his health, and I hope he's okay. And I hope when he's ready to get back from the concussions, he'll be ready to go, and I know he will. But as far as all the injuries, you know, the biggest thing that I would say is, in the secondary, you need continuity. And even if it's not with your starters, you need a group that goes out there and plays together every day. I mean, when you're out there on the field, if I look at you a certain way after we play together for so many games, you know what I'm going to do. If a guy motions and we have to check to a coverage and it's loud, there's verbal and nonverbal communication, Dante might look at Joe and they know exactly what to do. And I give the guys a lot of credit, all those guys who have jumped in, but they haven't practiced together and they haven't gotten a lot of reps together. There's been some games where, you guys know, in practice, we don't get very many reps. There could be an eight-play script, And a guy who hasn't gotten one or two reps is now starting in a game. And not to use it as an excuse, but we believe with Joe coming back, or now if Dante comes back, it will give us some more continuity, and we'll go from there. And whoever we have out there playing, I mean, I know those guys, and I love those guys. They're going to do the best that they can.
So you sound like you think you're going to get Joe next week?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
I'd love to get him back.
Yeah, I know.
You'd love to get him back too, right?
You've been in the league for a while now. For you guys, how tough was that game on Sunday to watch, as far as when you watch the tape? Guys seemed like they really were getting open, and I know it's tough for young players, but was that a tough one for coaches to have to deal with on Monday?
Yeah, I mean, that one eats at you, and it's not acceptable. It's not acceptable for me as a coach, and it's not acceptable for the players. We hold each other accountable. They know that, and we had that exact talk, so that wouldn't be surprised. We cannot let that happen, no matter who's out there. And it does. I mean, we're competitors, and we want to do well. So that one eats at you for sure. And going forward, we're not going to let it happen again. And we'll find a way, and we'll keep fighting through, whether it's injuries or whatever it is. We'll keep fighting through, and we'll work on it.
What kind of steps have Kaywan Williams and Desir taken in their second years?
I think Kaywan Williams is turning into a very, very good football player. He might be our best cover guy right now. If we spend a lot of time watching our cutups, and there's not a lot of balls being caught in his direction. He has really good cover skills. His awareness is big time right now. His communication, his confidence. I mean, it's fun to see. He can blitz. He's showing up in the run game more. He's playing physical. And that's a tribute to him. I mean, he's worked really hard in the offseason. And he's worked really hard all year this year. And he's stayed healthy a little bit more. But that guy, he has done a really good job. And he is definitely a positive. And I hope going forward he continues to get better, because I do believe he can be one of the best at his position.
Is the defensive playbook a little bit of a struggle for the defensive backs? Is that some of the problems maybe with the defense?
No, I don't think so. I think the guy's got a good grasp on the playbook. So I don't think that's a big issue.
When Mike says that, you know, press man, if you don't jam the guys, then it's tough, right? Then you're sunk because the guy's running by you with the free release. How hard is that to teach, especially young guys who may not have played it a bunch in college, that you have to get a jam on a guy or else you're done?
You know, it takes some time to learn. And we spend a lot of time practicing it. We probably spend more time here. And I think both Aaron Glenn and Bobby do a great job working before and after practice with those guys doing that as well. But it is. It's a technique that takes some time. And some of our guys have gotten really good at it. But it takes some time to learn.
I know he had a tough first game. What do you – we haven't had a chance to talk to you about what you like about Gaines, or what do you expect of him. I mean, that was a tough
one. Yeah, it was. And, you know, and we're not going to make excuses for him, and he wouldn't make them for himself. His first action in an NFL game. And hopefully he'll learn from it. The thing I do love about him is he's a confident guy. In some corners, that could be really hard to come back from. But he is still confident. He still believes he could go in that game and make plays. Overall, what we really liked is brings a lot of energy. He's a smart football player. He's learned both the nickel and the corner very easily. I thought he did have a good preseason. Plays physical at the line. He can cover guys. He has coverage ability, blitz ability. But, you know, we gotta continue to work with him.
The fact that he did come back and force that turnover, that
yeah.
Show you
he's,
something.
Yeah, he's tough. Mm-hmm. He is tough. And, you know, after getting beat from that play, didn't hang his head, he kept going and tried to take the ball away. But Charles has done a good job, you know, coming back from the injury, losing the weight, like what was talked about, and I'll be excited to see him more.
Why do you think Joe struggled even when he was healthy?
I think Joe didn't play in the preseason. And I've had a lot of time to think about this, obviously, especially this last week. Joe didn't play in the preseason. At that position, at the corner position, guys need to get in a groove. Guys need to play, and they need to practice. And I'm not making an excuse for him by saying that, because I really believe that that's true. I think the same thing happened to him last year. He didn't play in the preseason. He started off a little slow, and then he caught fire. Well, unfortunately, he hasn't been able to have the continuity of playing and practicing to catch fire yet. So again, not making an excuse for him, but I think that's what we need.
Do you guys walk a fine line, all your coaches, in preseason as far as trying to give guys that may not be a serious injury, but give, you know, it's not life and death in those preseason games. But at the same time, I remember asking questions right at the start of the season, have you guys played together enough? And it's like, oh, we'll be fine. But next year, would you like to get those guys out there practicing more? Because I think only Dante and Tremont, like, practiced a whole lot in preseason.
I think if guys are healthy in preseason, especially in the back end where you need continuity and you need to play with one another, I do think that's important. But I'm not going to judge a guy's injury based on if it was a big injury or a little injury. But sure, I'd love for those guys to be out there as much as they can in practice together because it is important. And I hope going forward these next 6 weeks, we are together and we're building that because it's a very talented group that we need to get playing together and coming together. And that's what those guys are talking about right now. And they're excited. There's no negativity in that room. They're staying positive. They're excited for Monday. We had a great meeting this morning, a great practice yesterday, and we're excited to get out there again today.
Thanks,
guys. Yeah.